Welcome to The Smirking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smirking Area. Right, we've got a Reddit random. I love a Reddit random, but this one. I've been with my husband for 22 years, and we've always had a really good sex life. However, the last 6 months, we haven't been having sex. He said that he's stressed about work. He's working towards a promotion. He wants to become partner in his legal firm. Bougie, gorgeous. We love it. We love to see it. We support him. Absolutely stunning. Pretty cool. Oh, stunning.
You hate Negronis.
I hate Negronis. When I ordered those bow and kettle frame, because I'd seen the meme, Negronis, spaghetti with prosciutto. Oh, stunning. I thought, yeah, I'm a Negroni girl now. I still knocked him back.
We both got heartburn and we're laid down.
Still knocked him back though. I'm not wasting good alcohol, do you know what I mean? Okay, our sex life has taken a hit. He's always tired, he's working longer hours, and I can't help but have the inkling that he doesn't find me attractive anymore. Help. Talk about it. 22 years together. When you're starting a relationship, situationship, talking about these things is not a good idea. You should move on. After 22 years, if you don't have the foundations to talk about it, even though he's got pressure on him, you don't have to approach it in a stressful situation. You can take him out for, you can suggest dinner at your favourite restaurant. You can suggest going to the local pub if needs be. Even a night in, like suggest, you've been very stressed. I'm going to cook you a nice dinner. What do you want? Let's get a takeaway. Bottle of wine, film on, get yourself snookled down on the settee in front of Netflix. While you're laying on his chest, just say, listen, Darren, I'm really, really excited about your promotion. I think it's going to be fan-fucking-tastic. You deserve it. I can see how hard you're working and I can see you're stressed. But I do have to say it's having an effect on me. Uh-huh. I'm feeling like I'm not sexy to you anymore. And he'll probably be like, he'll either be mortified and reassure you and make you feel better immediately. Or he'll say, well, actually, yeah, I'm putting in all that time at work because I'm not into you anymore. Or,
yeah,
I can't get a boner and it's not you. I absolutely love you to pieces, but I think the stress has given me a little bit of impotence. 22 years of smoking cigars are down at legal firms, not helped either. I've got blood flow problems. And you need to go and see your local GP. If you can get Pat's battle axe gatekeeper receptionist first, Colleen Nolan's on reception, then... and can manage to actually get an appointment, you might be able to sort it out with a bit of Viagra. However, what I would say is 22 years, you should be able to have the confidence that he's going to listen to you and be mortified and support you and make you feel good about it and reassure you, and you come to a resolution together. And if there is a problem, if it is you, if you can't get stimulated, if there's a medical underlying, it could be many things. So overthinking this is not going to help. You need to go and talk about it and put it out there. Writing it on Reddit is probably not the best course of action.
Yeah, probably not. And what I got told from a really good friend recently is that women will never understand a man's erection thing, and there's nothing
erection
doesn't
thing.
Erection thing, I don't know, erection process. Like,
yeah,
you
always think
on.
It's just about you, don't you? But it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, and it's not. There's a million things going on.
Cholesterol, health problems, stress, PTSD, if they've been a smoker, if they've got other health problems, yeah. And that's a symptom of it. It's never. And even if you think it is about you sometimes because they can't get it up, they might have had a Tommy Tank sink at work on lunch break because they were really horny and they've got nothing left in them. There's no steam left in sails.
But it's not to do with you, Lutch.
No, you have to put it out there and ask the question, but it could...
But I can understand, like, from a woman's point of view, if someone couldn't get a hard on for me or I, like, tried it on and they, like, brushed me away, I'd be like, shit, what's wrong? What's up with him? Like, what's his problem? That's out of the question. It's, oh, my God, what have I done?
Oh,
I've got weight on.
I would
have
not
I got
be
an
able
air
to
on my
cope.
Nipple?
I wouldn't be able to cope. I was literally, he'd fall to sleep, back to me, fetal position, and I'd be sobbing. I'd have to roll out of bed, mascara running down my face, crying out of anger, but it doesn't strike me as funny. Slither down in my silk nightie into the living room.
You know how they work, surely.
Yeah, I know, but Have you ever had this?
Have you ever had an erectile dysfunction situation?
I've been too intimidated by someone being so attractive. I've had so much pressure on someone being so lovely and liking them so much that I've been so nervous about what they think of me that I've had performance anxiety because I think they're going to be the best thing in bed. And then I've seen them and thought, wow, you are a 10 and you've got fucking pushing a 2 on in me Sunday best over here. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's happened. And too much drink as well. Too much drink.
See, it's a million problems. So yeah, just talk to him. It's probably got nothing to do with you. If he works at a law firm and he's very stressed and he's going to get promotion, it's probably got nothing to do. He ain't cheating. He's not shagging the secretary. He ain't gay.
Or he is.
He's stressed.
He's working at a law firm.
Or he is.
He goes on all these business trips and he's got a really gorgeous little foxy assistant who kind of reminds him a little bit of what you looked like 22 years ago.
And you're better off without him, love.
In that case, yeah, you are better off without him. But you know what? Get off Reddit. Sit down and ask him what's up. And on that note,
your husband.
I would like to wish you all a gorgy, gorgy week because you're all gorgy, gorgy girls. Thank you so much. I've had an angel time as usual. Thanks for coming back, all you 7 beautiful bastard listeners. We'll see you again next week in the smirking area. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.